To talk about dinner time and dinner table etiquette, we've got international man of manners, William Hanson, on the line. Hello, William.
Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm very... This story will be disgusting you, will it, I guess?
Oh, I had to have a lie down after I read this. Reach for the smelling salts. It really was. I mean, that said, it didn't surprise me, but it just confirmed what I had sort of been hoping wasn't true, but is true, and people's table manners are becoming so atrocious.
Mm. It's little things like eating with your mouth closed that really upset people. The amount of people who sort of, you can see everything they're chewing. It's like looking at a washing machine.
Yes, it's not good. And it's, if you're sitting opposite someone, especially if it's just one person you're sitting opposite, and let's say you're on a job interview or on a date, you've made a very bad impression and you probably lost the job interview and probably lost the date as well.
What about washing your hands before dinner?
Yes, nobody does this anymore, particularly. I mean, I do it. I mean, I wash my hands several times throughout the day because I like clean hands at all times. But nobody does it. And they should be doing it even more now so than ever because, OK, if you're using cutlery throughout, your hands aren't actually going near your mouth, but now everyone's picking everything up with their fingers and using, you know, winds me up in restaurants. You order pudding and they don't give you a fork as well as a spoon. They just give you a... They just give you the spoon. And so you need to, you then have to, I always ask for a fork, but then I've seen people using their fingers just sort of in terms of the fork and pushing things onto the spoon. And that's what the fork is for. I do not know why restaurants aren't doing it. They're not saving on that much washing up. It's just one fork per diner.
Do you ever have an evening, though, William, where you sit on the sofa and eat fish and chips out of the paper with your fingers?
No.
I thought I would hear that the other person has cleared. Really, you never do that. You would never do that.
No, well, I don't like fish for a start. Right. And if it was a newspaper, I'd have to make sure it was an upmarket one.
This is why we love you. This is why we love you so much.
Especially the Times or the Telegraph, probably.
What about the etiquette of telling somebody at the dinner table? If somebody comes to dinner at your house and they get their phone out and start texting, and even if they say, excuse me a minute, just got to do this, would you tell them? Would you give them a famous William Hanson stare?
I might look at that. You see, this is the politeness paradox. It's actually rude to point out people's etiquette faux pas. So I would sort of begin to stare at them and stop talking, perhaps, and until they realise. And hopefully they would then see that I was staring at them in the nicest possible way, and they would put it away. Or I would say something, oh, is that a new mobile phone?
And well, that's a good way of doing it.
Yes.
I bet you're really, really polite, aren't you? Do you ever make the odd mistake? Do you ever make the odd gaffe? Or you'd never own up to it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I have. I'm sure there has been some instance. I can remember as a young child, I once introduced myself. I was introduced to my grandmother. We were at a wake, actually, and my grandmother introduced me to someone, and I said, oh, hello, pleased to meet you, to which I was very quickly taken off to one side and told that it's not pleased to meet you, it's how do you do. So I can remember making that mistake, and I've never made that one again.
You've made it big time, though, now, because you're all over the media. We have trouble pinning you down for interviews. In fact, are you in Australian version of OK magazine this month?
I am, yes, talking about the Duchess of Cambridge.
What have you said about her?
I think they were asking... That sounds awful, I must say, I can't remember. They were asking about, you know, what sort of protocol that Catherine would now have to be following now she's part of the royal family, and how easily has she adapted to it, that sort of thing.
Just going back to dinner time, then, do the same rules apply at an informal family dinner with the kids as they do if you're having a dinner party?
I would say yes. I mean, obviously it is going to be slightly more relaxed and you might not be getting out the starch napkins when you're just having a meal en famille. But you should, you know, be setting an example, and parents need to set the example and sit down with their children every day, or pretty much every day, as much as they can, schedules permitting, and show the children what good table manners are. They're not just going to pick it up at school because the schools aren't teaching it. They're not going to pick it up from their friends because their friends are probably in this, friends' families are probably in exactly the same position and all eating on their lap. Or if they're not all eating in front of the television, that's better than what normally happens, which is one person's off in front of the games console upstairs, another person's in their room, mum's off at work, father's eating in the kitchen, and they're just completely disjointed. So, yes, you have to sit down and make sure they say, please, may I leave the table, before they leave the table. They wait for you to start as adults before they start, and they help clear up and set the table.
Brilliant. Always a pleasure. William, thank you very much indeed. It's the nearest I'll ever meet to royalty, is William.